Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rev Ethics. My name is Mrs. Peace Ejiksunwikuri. I am a nurse, a deputy director of nursing. I was the deputy primary healthcare coordinator with Obi Akpor Council. I will be your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi-Nyesonwike, the initiator of Rev Ethics.
Greetings to the sweet and loving people of River State. This is another episode of Rev Ethics on Radio, our character building weekend show. It is my honor to welcome you to this episode. Please remember that nurses as caregivers play angelic roles and should be honored as such. Our topic today is the International Nurses Day, which came up on May the 12th in honor of nurses worldwide. Nursing is considered one of the most respected professions in the world because of the selfless hard work that is involved. Nurses are trained to be people-centered, which requires them to treat the person as well as the disease. That is why nurses are highly valued in the health care service delivery chain. People-centeredness means treating people, patients, their loved ones, carers, and others with compassion, dignity, and respect. It means doing things with people, not to them. Nurses are the heart of healthcare. They are there when the first breath is taken, and nurses are also there when the last breath is taken. They see it all: the pain, the aches, the complications, the distress, the recovery, the hope, the healing. Too often we underestimate the power of the nurse's touch, smile, kind word, listening ear, honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn around a sick condition. A nurse's website has the following impressive description of the role of nurses. And I quote, "Being a nurse means you will never be bored. Rather, you will always be surrounded by challenges. You will always be frustrated. So much to do and so little time. You will carry immense responsibility and very little authority. You will step into people's lives and you will make a difference. Some will bless you, some will curse you. You will see people at their worst and at their best. You will never cease to be amazed at people's capacity for love, courage, and endurance. You will see life begin and end. You will experience resounding triumphs and devastating failures. You will cry a lot. You will laugh a lot. You will know what it is to be human and how to be humane." Unquote. This has been the lot of nurses and will continue to be so. We at Rev Ethics join the world to say, thank you, nurses, for helping our parents survive heart attacks. Thank you for waking up by 5 a.m. to make sure our senior citizens have the medicine they needed to live. Thank you for working all night to save the lives of strangers. And thank you for sacrificing your weekends and holidays to keep us all well and happy. We are amazed at all that you do and we honor you. You are truly angels with a capital A. Our guest speaker today is a distinguished lady, Mrs. Peace Ejiksunwikuri, a Deputy Director of Nursing. She will throw more light on today's topic. Please enjoy the episode and henceforth, resolve to be more understanding, patient, and kinder to all our nurses. Our caring people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here.
A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetics on radio. And I am Ines, Mrs. P.C. Jicks Nwikiri, your host for today. I will be speaking with you on the topic International Nurses Day. Usually it's a week-long program. It commenced on the 6th to the 12th of May, the peak of the occasion. Before we look into the theme of the International Nurses Day, we want to know what is nursing. Nursing is a profession focused on the holistic care of individuals, families and communities, so they achieve, attain and maintain optimal health and a quality in life. And who is a nurse? Being a nurse is more than just the job. It's an individual who has gone through a full course in a recognized and accredited nursing institution and have obtained a certificate and license by the Council of Nursing to give, maintain healthcare, and to assist dying patients to a peaceful death. Why the International Nurses Day? What is it all about? It's an international program celebrated around the world each year to mark the contributions of nurses to societal healthcare. It's usually a week-long program with its D-Day on the 12th of May. It started in 1965 and observed by various countries where professional modern nursing is practiced. Why the choice of 12th May? The International Council of Nurses, quartered in Geneva, Switzerland, was founded in 1899. The Council is a federation of more than 130 National Nurses Association and the first international organization for healthcare professionals. The International Council of Nurses chose 12th May to celebrate their contributions in health in honor of Florence Nightingale, the Lady with Lamp. This mother of modern nursing has 12th May as her birthday. Florence Nightingale was a white, middle class and Protestant. She set up a hospital with family money during the Crimean War. She moved around with her lamp to attend to wounded soldiers. She had a reputation for hierarchical approaches to nursing. Though modern professional nursing have moved from her approach to a more scientific approach. Florence Nightingale was born 12th May 1820. She was born in Florence, Italy, named after the city of her birth, and she died in August 13th. 1910. The founder of modern nursing made outstanding contributions to the knowledge and improvement of public health. Her father, William E. Nightingale, a wealthy landowner, her mother is Fanny Nightingale. She held a zeal to achieve independence and obedience to God through service to society. In 1844, she decided to work in hospitals, a decision objected by her family due to hospital condition then, which was known to be terrible. Ignoring all resistance, she managed to visit some hospitals' health facilities. This gained her permission from her family. She then spent months with Kezia Watt, a German training nursing school, and for teachers. In 1853, she became superintendent of London charity-supported institution for sick. In October 1854, Nightingale organized a party of 38 nurses, mostly from different religious orders, for services in the Crimean War from 1953 to 56, in which Great Britain, France and Sardinia fought Russia expansion in Europe. The International Council of Nurses chose a theme for this year's celebration which says, Nurses, a voice to lead. Health is a human right. A voice to lead. With the central role of the nurse in healthcare system, they should have a leading voice to ensure the populace benefit greatly from these human right opportunities. The nurses coordinate virtually all the healthcare activities like a central referee. The nurse is also available closer to the patients, their relations, and the society at large. The nurse is a relay station, so should have the voice to implement and encourage the populace to achieve attainable standard health as a right. But the nurse is marginalized, serious attempts made to silence and sideline the nurse, just because the nurse do not have political wills, have no representation in political cycle, hence voiceless in a system where her voice should be loud. There is confusion here and there in the health system because voices that should be loud are suppressed. Health is a human right. This means that all have the right to access the highest attainable standard of health, both physically and mentally, to have access to all forms of health care, healthy working environment, etc. Health as a human right guarantees a health protection for all. All individuals should have rights to their health. They need an adequate living condition which enables them to achieve health in its maximum. Healthcare provided publicly for all, financed and in the spirit of affordability and equity. When human right to health is practiced, hospitals, clinics, medicines, health services and trained health personnel must be accessible, available, affordable and of good quality to all on a quality basis where and when needed. In the spirit of human rights, the design of healthcare system must be guided by the following human rights standard keys. Universally access to all healthcare, availability of infrastructures, equipment, trained personnel, primary healthcare and mental health at all levels in all geographical areas. Acceptability and dignity, both healthcare institutions and health providers should respect clients' and patients' values and dignity. Responsive to needs based on gender, age, culture, without compromising healthcare ethics and promoting confidentiality. Quality. Provide appropriate and good quality healthcare guided by quality standard and control. Healthcare provided timely in safe-based manner. Health is a human right. Entails certain principles. Non-discriminational approach. All treated in the same manner, without consideration of class, tribe, sex, culture, or age. Transparency, open to all, both informations and services should be open to all. Participation, individuals and communities must be able to take active role in decisions that affect their health, including organization and implementation of healthcare services. Both public and private agencies must be held accountable for protecting the right to healthcare through enforcement standard regulation. Independent compliance monthly. There are articles that protect human right to health, like Article 5 of the Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, Article 25 of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Many these days cannot achieve this human right because of attached charges by healthcare providers, consultation fee, examination fee, theater fee, scrubbing fee, etc. Before we continue, let's go for a short break. We'll be back shortly.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Hey, another one, don't you? You think say God day, therefore you no go walk. My friend, not deceive yourself. Work not they fall from up. Something for do full ground.
It no matter how small the thing be, hungry no go quench you. Lie, lie. Not just stand out there like a burra when water don't bury full.
Then when night reach, work go land your domot.
But where? You waste time.
You must work hard so that work is go boku.
Which month they won't take a talk and say as you big reach so you not fit do one better thing.
With tea.
You not the shame.
Try and make your life better. Go find work. Go find work.
Go find work, do.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and I am Mrs. P. C. Jackson Wickery. I've been talking on the topic International Nurses Day. And at this point, I'm going to look into the nurses' role in society building. The nurses' role is evolving in health institutions, community or society, from transformative approaches to build a healthy community by uniting the national and global health goals. Nursing is caring, an act of good-hearted, empathy and compassion. The 21st century nursing is the glue that holds a patient's healthcare journey together. The nurse is the primary advocate for immunization and its safety. A trained, skillful nurse is supportive, reliable, dedicated, loving, cheerful, understanding, good listener, and a sound encourager and a mediator. As a nurse, you hold your tears and pains and draw smiles on people's faces. Nursing is sacrificing. A nurse's name may be forgotten, but not how she makes her patients feel. As a nurse, you abandon your family even in the thick cold weather, under a heavy downpour, a sick dear family member to assist others. In difficulty with health challenges, to encourage a healthy individual and society, even in the face of marginalization as a nurse, you still struggle to contribute to complete health so as to ensure a healthy individual, family and society at large. The nurse is an advocate for health promotion, educate patients and the public on the prevention of illness and injury. They provide care and assistance in treatment of patients, thereby reducing morbidity and mortality rates. The nurse participates in rehabilitation of clients and in provision of supports. In sincerity, no other healthcare profession has such a broad and far-reaching role. The nurse protects and promotes the law of equity for clients, patients, and their relations. The nurse conducts delivery of newborn. In the process of pregnancy, labor, and delivery, the nurse gives health promotion talks that makes the mothers knowledgeable on how to nurture their babies adequately to become proper citizens of the society tomorrow. The nurse ensures the patient is managed in health environments to aid speedy recovery. The nurse mediates between the patient, his relations, and other health professionals to ensure adequate care is given to the patient. The nurse in healthcare system is the mother. She's a landlady, she's an advocate, she's a friend, she's a cook, she's a nanny, she's a carpenter, she's an advisor, she's an educator, an environmentalist, even a teacher. To my fellow nurses, I salute you all, beloved colleagues. You are worthy to be celebrated, considering all your sacrifices, your sleepless nights, serving of medications and convincing patients to take their drugs, serving and setting up IV lines with phone touch lights, and treating pressure areas to prevent bed sores, health promotion activities conducted, availability at patient's bedside always, observing patients even in the midnight, half hourly, 1 hourly as the case may be, checking of vital signs also hourly, half hourly, monitoring unconscious patients, your healing smiles to the sick, healing and soft touches, carrying out patients' activities they cannot do for themselves, taking deliveries with touchlight, repairing episiotomy with phone touch, packing mother's feces in labor room, sometimes swallowing the liquor and even bathing with it, monitoring intake and output chart, entering urine bags, bathing patients and oral care for patients, carrying out CPR cycles, standing for hours in labor ward and the theater, female nurses passing urinary catheter to male patients and all that follows, serving cocktail drugs to aggressive patients in psychiatric hospitals, providing for the less privileged from your pocket, carrying out last office to dead patients alone in the screen or the side ward, exposing yourself and family to infectious diseases that nobody recognizes, making patients' joy your joy, your empathetic manner towards clients, underpaid but still smiles to work, salary ceased but still joyfully doing what you know how to do better. We celebrate you on this occasion of International Nurses Day 2018. Let's go for a short break. We'll be back.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. In fighting, intrigue, he's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you are the same, so let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
Hello?
Mama dey, ma. They not a spoiled picking like this.
If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your picking till he spoil finish,
well, what happens, Gary be that too?
No let your girl picking turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you.
See him picking. Na so man is sabi. Book no gree enter head again. But if he just see money, I go turn.
He good so.
Or that one when they talk same and not plenty. So therefore, na rush, then go the rush the one when they. I beg, na bad lie be that.
Every woman get man.
Na true, they tell you so.
If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, well, to riboku.
Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and I am Mrs. P.C. Jakes Wickery. I've been talking on the topic International Nurses Day. Generally, nurses have a place in building the society through their health promotion talks, home visits, follow-up activities, assisting our patients to recover speedily, to make their own contribution in the nation's economy and growth. Give the nurse a chance. Enough of the oppression and marginalization. Visits to civilized countries like the US of A will convince us in Africa that the nurse has a great potential and should be given a place. Nursing is a profession and should not be enslaved to serve others. We have come of age. Nursing is a course in our universities with entering requirements just like any other health science courses. Why then should the nurse be treated less in a system where they should be loud, in charge, and fully recognized? Give the nurse a chance. This is a heartfelt cry. The nurse detractors, give nursing a chance in her rightful place in our nation, Nigeria. Conclusively, nurses, you have great potentials to make transformative changes in health. Do not relent and be able to carry out your duties. Do not be discouraged. Be involved in global sustainable development goals. I encourage you. We are headed to somewhere. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @reefethics. And you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808 917-7707 or 902-917-7706 or send us an email to reeveattics@gmail.com. The Reeve Attics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reeve State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.